sound of Digital J.
It certainly is. Welcome back to the Mix Files. Our guest this week is, you guessed it, Digital J. We appreciate you tuning back in. Hope you enjoy it. John and I both did. The Mix Files features a conversation with and music of a different Mixposure artist each week. It airs during Saturday Night Rocks, which occurs on Saturday nights conveniently enough. Saturday Night Rocks airs from 8 till midnight Eastern Standard Time. Sometimes it goes a little bit longer than that. And the Mix Files airs during the course of Saturday Night Rocks. I'm Cooter, your host for the Mix Files, and currently your DJ for Saturday Night Rocks. The Mix Files has its own page on Mixposure.com. To get there directly, you type Mixposure.com/Mix Files into your internet browser, and that will take you directly to the Mix Files page. There, you will find all the Mix Files that have aired so far. There are downloads of each, and each is available for free streaming. The downloads are free as well. When you visit the individual pages for each Mix Files, you will find a link to the artist page, and you will find a list of the tunes which are in their Mix Files. Like to encourage you, please, it's much appreciated when you do, leave a comment on one of the individual Mix Files if you enjoyed it, and or comment on the main page. That's always appreciated. Gonna let you listen to some Digital J music, get your audio adjusted to the volume you would like to listen, and you should be set for the rest of the show. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm in heaven was a time in, a part of my life where, everything felt just perfect. Everything was going my way, and you know that saying when you have that great feeling, you say like, I'm in heaven. That kind of saying.
Yes.
I heard that one day when someone was talking to me, that they were in heaven because everything was going okay, so I got that idea, I got the title from that.
Yeah.
So, I had similar experiences, parts of my life where, everything was going absolutely perfect. I had great friends, I got, my life is okay, and I'm healthy, and, I was just happy, that moment in time where you're just happy and there's no problems in life.
Yeah.
So, I sat down and put that idea down on tune, and came up with that, really.
Digital J.
Some people that I've talked to for the mix files feel like if they don't write a song every day, their things just aren't right. The universe is not right somehow. Are you one of those people, or do you just wait for? I know we've already been through the iPhone and the dictating on that, and that on occasion you'll sit down with no idea specifically just to write a tune. But do you write something every day? Is it an everyday process for you? Even if you don't complete something every day, is it something that you work on every day?
It's on my mind every day, yes.
Yeah.
You know, even when I get to bed, you know, sometimes I stay awake at night and I can't sleep, and, you know, if I'm reading or something, I just have to listen to music, you know, that's just me.
Yeah.
And you know, when I'm listening to music or listening to another fellow artist or even the radio, you know, I get ideas, you know, from just listening around. And, yeah, I'll get up like this morning, you know, before we came on, and, you know, ideas keep flooding in. It's just one of those things that you wake up and you just feel like, it's like a drug to me.
I know what you're talking about, man. Have you ever dreamed a song, John?
Yes, I have.
Oh, cool. Tell me about that. Does that happen to be one of the ones on the list, maybe?
I have dreamt the one on the list, I think. It's called Walking Away.
Yes. Tell me about that. Tell me about the process of dreaming it and how it went from being a dream to a song in this reality.
Walking Away, it was a moment when, you know, when you try to be a good person and try to please everybody in your life, you know, your friends, your family, and, you know, you get to the point where, you know, no matter how hard you try, they're never happy, you know? You have that feeling?
Yes, I've experienced
that. Yeah, I had that feeling, and, you know, and I'm a pretty patient guy, you know, and one day I just kind of thought, I'll give up because, you know, there's no point. I'm just wasting my breath and wasting my time trying to make people see sense or try to reason with them. And some people just do not like reason, you know. And sometimes you have to say to yourself, well, why am I wasting my time? I might as well just move on, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes walking away is probably much easier than trying to, you know, talk to the person, you know, around where you're thinking. But, you know, not everyone's like me. So, yeah, I mean, I try my best, but, you know, we all have limits in life, and I guess my limit kind of cracked that day, and I sat down and I thought, you know, I had a bad day, and sat down, got my piano out, and, just wrote that really.
This is the sound of Digital J.
about female being apart from your other half, or someone that you love and they're not with you, you know?
Yes.
Or if you had a relationship that was great one day and then you're suddenly alone, you know, you have that missing feeling. And then, you know, under the moon was like, you know, like me sometimes in the middle of the night, I just can't sleep and I think about this person or something and put myself in that context, like, you know, I really like that female but she won't give me a time of day. And I try to put myself into that kind of... Yeah, and then I'll try to put myself into that kind of, you know, mood and write it, you know, from a point of view, you know, how shall I put that into music? And, you know, and Under the Moon was just popped into my head, and then the next morning I woke up, it was still in my head, and I quickly got the melody down, and set about getting the drum beat and designing the instruments, and slowly... I think it took me about 3 or 4 days to actually get the project off entirely, but yeah, I had that feeling and I wanted something. Originally, I wrote that for a friend of mine as well, and you know, we got on quite well. But you know, sometimes one feels, you know, more of an affection towards that person than the other in return. So I try to put it in that kind of context.
Yes.
So Under the Moon was just, you know, trying to say, like, I think about you all the time, and when I go to sleep, and, you know, I just can't get you off my mind, kind of sort of saying, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to portray in that kind of track.
This is the sound of Digital J.
I don't want to say sinister, but there is an undercurrent to Silent Killer.
Silent Killer, yes.
Yeah. It has an undertow. What prompted the idea for that one? What was the genesis of that idea, do you recall?
You probably won't believe it, but probably about a year and a bit ago, I had a bout of flu and I was hospitalized. And it's quite severe, and I had a lot of phlegm in my chest, and I had to have antibiotics, and I stayed in hospital for about 4 days, I believe.
My goodness.
And I felt really hard to believe, you know, to breathe. And so I was on the drip and stuff, and it just popped in my head, you know, when the doctor said, you know, you have to be careful, otherwise, you know, flu can kill.
Yeah.
And that prompted me to think, yeah, viruses, you know, because you mentioned the word virus, you know, you've got a virus, chest infection.
Yeah.
You know, so, oh my God. And then, I thought, virus, I want to write a track about this virus, you know, silent killer. You know,
yeah,
what a great
yeah.
track.
Yeah.
So that's how it came about, because it's a silent killer. And I wanted to, you know, use that as an idea, but I also wanted to make it like a movie soundtrack kind of thing, you know.
Yes.
And I remember when I came home, the first thing that I watched when I turned on TV was that film, Bourne Identity. So that was quite adrenaline, you know, kind of film, and that's how I got the idea, and I just worked on it like that, because I saw a bit of a clip in that film where there's a good piece of music, and I wanted to capture that kind of essence, really.
This is the sound of Digital J. We'll be right back.
Well, from that side of the spectrum to another side of the spectrum, I believe, Paradise. Tell me about that one.
Paradise was my first attempt, I believe, in serious trance dance kind of music, because when I began to join Lutherman, I didn't really know my footing, you know, what kind of genre I wanted to do. I mean, I wanted to do lots of genres, but it's just mastering them, really. And I wanted to, you know, master something myself. I wanted to make my own mark and what suited me. I mean, I like dance music, I like trance music. And I listened around, there were quite a few individuals on the site that always kept popping up and always had reviews. I followed them a bit, listened to that bit of music, and I thought I'll try and master that and see if I can do that kind of music. And I came up with Paradise and got my first review, and and I came across a guy called Joyful Wave, I believe. And
I believe we know that guy.
He's a fellow musician who does that kind of music, and I thought, okay, this guy, you know, he's obviously popular on this site because everyone's, you know, always commenting on his tracks and stuff, and I followed him for a little while, and I liked his sound, I liked what he did, and I thought, can I be like that? I mean, could I? I mean, I don't want to be like him, but I wanted my own kind of stamp. And I had Paradise came in my head. That's my first attempt at this genre, and uploaded it, and then, you know, got a comment, and then I believe JW commented on it as well, and I thought, yeah, right, I've got it now. So like that approval, you know, that kind of, yeah, great, you know, encouragement. So that kind of kicked me off.
Yeah, the encouragement feels good, doesn't it? The positive reinforcement feels really, really good when you can get that.
Especially if you're a newbie.
you got a nice touch. I don't know how to say it other than that. It just, everything seems to, you can get conflict in there when you want it in there, but yeah. there's not unwanted conflict. There's not discord unless there's a purpose for the discord in the tune. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That I have a lot of respect for people who consistently can pull that off. It's a it's something that some people I think don't do it consciously, but still do it. You know, is that something that you work on consciously, or is it just happening? Because it does happen with your music.
I'm pretty conscious of what I write. You know, I write for a reason. I don't just go, you know, bang out any tune because it sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, I have to have a reason for making this tune, why I called it that tune. You know, everything has a reason. And so I go about writing my tune with a reason and why. And once I get that reason down and try to explain it in my music and then, you know, put a appropriate title to it, I hope the listener will appreciate that music and what I'm trying to get out, what I'm trying to portray out of my music. And, you know, most of the time they understand the story I'm trying to tell in my music.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you about Asian Love Hearts. What was the story there?
Asian Love Hearts was quite a recent track, just celebrating Chinese New Year. That's just come grocery shopping in Chinatown, really. Just minding my own business and doing what I usually do, mind my own business and observing, and I saw this old couple, you know, shopping in Chinatown together, and I thought, you know, what a nice couple, you know, going about doing their stuff together, daily stroll, and it was quite heartwarming to see, you know, old-fashioned romance, you know, at its best, and especially with Asian culture, where, you know, my background and where family and royalty, you know, is highly regarded, you know.
Yes.
I saw this couple, you know, they're probably in their 80s, like, well, still holding hands and still lovey-dovey and helping each other and talking and laughing and, you know, just going about their business. I thought, that's so sweet. I thought,
yeah, it's making me smile, you know, just hearing you talk about it, man.
I thought, you know, what a couple of great love hearts, and, you know, and then I came up with the title Asian Love Hearts, and I tried to put that oriental kind of flavor into it and try to tell that kind of story. Yeah.
So you had that title before you even started working on the tune, is that correct, in this instance?
Yeah, so sometimes I have a title first and I want to work with the title.
Yes.
Rather than have an idea and put a title on there. But yeah, it works both ways. Sometimes I have that title come straight in my head and I thought, right, I've got the title, I want to work with that title and you know, try to progress and write a tune for that title. So when I saw the couples in Chinatown while I was just minding my own business, I thought, you know, what a nice couple, Asian Love Hearts, you know, just sprang into my head. I thought, well, that's a great track name. So I jotted that down and came home and put some ideas down. What can I put, what kind of storyline can I, you know, tell in this track? And I wanted to be happy, you know, and exciting, and just having fun kind of track.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's a cool story with that too. And yes, I've noticed couples, I don't want to say elderly, but you know, not young people any longer. But, still treating each other as if they were, you know, it's such a cool thing to see.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think our generation don't have that or don't quite understand, you know, the meaning of love and what that really is about, you know, compared to our fathers. So, I'm quite a traditional person myself and, I try to, you know, keep to my roots I'm not one of those, you know, what do you call it, hoodies, you know, that goes around causing mayhem and attacking people. So, just a down-to-earth guy and just go on with my life.
sound of Digital J.
Everybody was, I think when I was 2011, 2010, I think, Christmas time-ish, New Year, and I sat down and it's one of those times where, you know, I was observing, you know, people were cheering, having fun, and it occurred to me that that was the only time around Christmas time, you know, where everybody, the whole world stops Everybody just celebrates. Okay, there's no war, there's no politics, there's nothing. It's just perfect. So I thought, you know, everyone's getting on. You know, this is the time of year in the whole world everyone actually gets on. You know, just for one day. Mm-hmm. And that's how it came about. Everybody in I sat down and tried to dance track on that, and wanted to capture the, you know, everyone getting on together and having fun and mingling and, you know, just enjoying each other's company, and, you know, there's no, you know, bad things going around, and everyone's just getting on together, you know, like how it should be. And that's how I got everybody. Then I had a friend, I wanted to ask him whether he could put some vocals on there. And he said, yeah, sure, I'll have an attempt. And he came back and put a bit of Spanish on there. I thought, what'd you put Spanish on there for? You go, you know, everybody, you know, try to capture the essence. You know, if your track's going to be called Everybody, put something different in your track where, you know, I thought, oh, that's, yeah, I actually didn't think of that. And yeah, I stuck with it. Originally, he gave me the English versions of what you're saying, and I played around with it. I thought, no, I think I prefer the Spanish parts that he attempted, and I stuck with the Spanish parts, and you know, that's good of him to give me, you know, some snippets of his vocals, and added that on, and the other vocals were samples from a sample pack, and added some female samples, and listened to it a few more times, and tweaked it a bit, and changed the drum line, and now I've got, you know, dance track, really, and I played it, I liked it, I played it to a few of my friends, they liked it, and I got some feedback, and I thought, okay, everybody likes it, and I uploaded it, and here we are today.
Yeah, so I believe that I hear you saying also now that your tracks sometimes evolve, head somewhere that you didn't necessarily plan. I mean, staying within your theme, of course, you know, like your Asian Love Hearts theme. But you sometimes they will evolve into areas that you didn't anticipate. For instance, Spanish.
Spanish, I mean,
language.
I have an idea, and when I work with people, friends, you know, they put their ideas on as well, and sometimes, you know, I say to myself, why didn't I think of that, you know?
So
it works both ways. You know, when you ask someone to help you out, they might come up with a better solution than what you anticipated. That's kind of great. You know, that's why I like to work with people. That's the kind of, you know, things I like to hear from my collabs. You know, people coming back to me and saying, like, what about this, you know, rather than using your idea, try this one. And you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And for this track, obviously, it did.
Yeah, that's a cool part of collaborations, you think? I do too. Yeah. And if you stifle that, then you miss out on a whole lot of really cool stuff.
That's right.
quiero más que ayer y menos que mañana.
You have been listening to the Mix Files, and we appreciate that you have. Hope you have enjoyed it. I know that John and I enjoyed putting it together. The Mix Files airs each week during Saturday Night Rocks and premieres an interview with a different Mixposure.com artist each week. Saturday Night Rocks airs from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to midnight, sometimes a little bit later, depending on how things go. And the Mix Files is open to anyone who is a member of Mixposure.com. That's correct. You heard right. But wait, there's more. If you'd like to have a Mix Files, contact me. Go to the Mix Files homepage on Mixposure.com. Mixposure.com/Mix Files will get you there. Send me a message. You must be a member of Mixposure.com to send the message. And you must be a member of Mixposure.com to have a Mix Files. So if you can send me a message, we might be able to make a Mix Files happen for you if you like. You need to have some music on Mixposure.com. Everything that's included in your Mix Files would not necessarily need to be on Mixposure.com, but you must have some music on Mixposure.com. And since it gets played on the radio, the music must be radio worthy. That's about it for the qualification, you know, for what it takes, other than a willingness and a desire to have your music heard by people who have not heard your music before. Can't promise much with a Mix Files, but we can promise that some people will hear your music that have never heard it before. If you're interested, contact me. Mixposure.com/Mix Files. You'll see the contact button at the, you know, across the top of the, that menu that goes across the top of the page there. Well, below the Mixposure menu. And join us in chat sometimes if you haven't joined us in chat. We'd love to have you. It's a bunch of friendly people. Come to the homepage of Mixposure.com. You know how to do that. You'll see the logo up at the top of the page, as it should be. And directly below the logo, you'll see a menu that goes pretty much the width of the page. The last choice on the right is chat. Just click it. It will bring you to the chat room. It will give you a player to play the radio show for you. And it'll ask you for a username. Just enter whatever you want to be seen as in chat there. There is no need for a password. Come on in and join us. See you next week. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mix Files. Episode. The Mix Files, number 27.